From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. No decision yet. A committee of key Syrian opposition groups is expected to decide Thursday whether to participate in UN-brokered peace talks in Geneva. The High Negotiations Committee says the Syrian government and its allies must lift blockades of besieged areas before it will join the talks, scheduled to begin Friday. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook told reporters Wednesday a small group of U.S. military personnel is in Libya. He says they are looking for partners in what could soon be an expanded campaign against the Islamic State terrorist group. Cook said the troops were in Libya at the concurrence of Libyan officials. The United States and China agreed Wednesday to work together to ensure that North Korea ends its nuclear weapons program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing, stressing the North Korean issue is a high priority for the U.S. government.
Now's the time, we believe, for action that can bring North Korea back to the table. I agree with my fellow minister. There is a goal in sanctions. It's to get to the negotiations.
The talks revealed that the two sides do disagree on whether and what sort of sanctions to use against North Korea following its recent nuclear test. Suicide bombers have killed at least 10 people in Chibok, the Nigerian town where Boko Haram kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls nearly 2 years ago. Witnesses say one bomber detonated explosives Wednesday at a checkpoint where people were being searched, and at least two others blew themselves up in the town's market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the attack bore the hallmarks of Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Law enforcement officials surrounded an Oregon wildlife refuge on Wednesday after a violent confrontation the day before with protesters. The protesters had taken over the facility and had been holding it for nearly a month. U.S. authorities killed one protester and arrested eight others who had been demanding that control of the federal land be turned over to local officials. Human Rights Watch's 2015 annual report warns that a rise in what it called the politics of fear is driving a worldwide attack on human rights. The report was released in Turkey, a country that HRW says has been marked by a decline in human rights. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish prosecutors Wednesday announced that they are seeking life imprisonment for editor Can Dündar and Ankara bureau chief Erdem Gül of Turkey's Cumhuriyet newspaper for publishing a story accusing the government of supplying arms to jihadists fighting in Syria. In its report, Human Rights Watch warned the European Union against ignoring the right situation in exchange for cooperation stemming the mass refugee migration to Europe. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered his country's border with South Sudan opened for the first time since the South broke away to become an independent country in 2011. Wednesday's decision was a major step toward improving relations between the neighboring countries. According to a survey released Wednesday, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are locked in a tight Democratic presidential nominating contest in the crucial Midwest state of Iowa. Sanders says what really matters is how many of his supporters participate in the process.
I think what the Iowa campaign ends up being about is one word, and that is turnout.
Quinnipiac University said Sanders has gained the support of 49% of Democrats likely to participate in next Monday's party caucuses in Iowa, compared to 45% for Clinton. Donald Trump, the leading Republican contender in the 2016 U.S. presidential race, says he is boycotting the last candidate's debate before next week's first election contest in Iowa. Trump said he will skip Thursday's debate because he does not feel he will be treated fairly by one of the moderators, Megyn Kelly of Fox News. France's justice minister stepped down Wednesday. She objected to a government move to revoke the citizenship of convicted French-born terrorists if they had a second nationality. The International Criminal Court has authorized an investigation into allegations that war crimes and crimes against humanity were committed during the 2008 Russia-Georgia conflict. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.